Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Since Eddie said I'm not being very festive, and now we're playing Christmas music, let me give you one of my grievances of the year. Let me be anti-festive and tell you one of the things that pissed me off more than anything else this year. And, I mean, I don't think they're a sponsor. I hope not. But I got a problem with Buffalo Wild Wings. I was at, for my nephew's birthday, my brother and sister-in-law wanted to take him to the Slime Museum in New York City. Here in the city. And it's, I forget the name of it, but it was actually pretty cool. Like all the different versions of slime, and you play with it, and they have different games, and it was, the kids loved it. And there was like a slingshot where you was like, and you stood behind a big like glass, and they would slingshot slime at you and everything. It was cool. It was a fun little thing. You walk through, you saw all the different slime, all the different smells, and then at the end you made your own slime and you picked the color and you picked the smell. Somewhere in my house, I have a green slime casing that smells like Christmas tree. I don't know where it is, but I'm sure it's there somewhere. But anyway, my point is that was the day of the Giants-Green Bay Packers game. And this was early in the morning. And I needed to, you know, I wanted to drive home and see the game and see football in general. And we ended up doing something else. We went to the MLB store. I bought my kids a couple things for Christmas and stuff. We took the kids and we, like, you know, said, here's a couple Christmas presents. So we bought them some MLB stuff. And we ended up being late. So I'm driving home, and I know I'm not going to make it home by 1 o'clock. So I say, hey, would you guys want to go? They've seen the commercials, and I think they've asked whatever. I was like, you guys want to go to, like, Buffalo Wild Wings? I was like, let's stop at Buffalo Wild Wings. We can get something to eat. We could watch the games a little bit. I'm like, all I really care about is the first half anyway with the Giants. And we can get home. But like, I want to watch the start of the game. I don't want to be in the car for the start of the game. Maybe it'll be 35-0 by halftime and I won't feel bad about driving home during the second half. But do you guys want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings? So the kids were all excited. I was like, all right, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. So like, you know, handy dandy directional. We're driving, you know, through New Jersey, because that's the best way to get to my house. Hitting a little bit of traffic on a Sunday, but we plug in Buffalo Wild Wings, and it gives me this Buffalo Wild Wings like 10 minutes away from where we are on whatever road I'm on in New Jersey, because again, we were making different turns because there was some traffic on the normal way. Anyway, Buffalo Wild Wings, sounds great. Boom, 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 let's go. So we're driving, it's like 105 as we, like 105, 106 as we pull up to the Buffalo Wild Wings. And it's like the directions lead us into like a supermarket shopping center. It's like a ShopRite and some other things. I'm like, doesn't look like this would be big enough for Buffalo Wild Wings. So we pull in. I'm like, Buffalo, where's the Buffalo Wild Wings? And then we look and we see it's on the corner of the shopping center. And it's a Buffalo Wild Wings just like storefront, with like one table and like a 25-inch TV in the corner where you could just walk in and order Buffalo Wild Wings food. What the hell is that?
What do they call those, ghost kitchens?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I'm not, Buffalo Wild Wings food is fine. It's bar food. It's whatever. I'm not knocking it. But would you like, oh, I'm craving Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's just go to the place down the street and get it to go. The whole point of Buffalo Wild Wings is to go in and have a million TVs. That's like when I envision a Buffalo Wild Wings, it's a, you go there, there's a million TVs, you enjoy the game, you watch the game, you have some food, you can watch all the different games, there's going to be TVs everywhere. That's what I'm thinking. 1 o'clock, I'm going to be able to watch all these games. I put in Buffalo Wild Wings, and it's like a storefront Buffalo Wild Wings?
Do you know what part of New Jersey this
is? No, I don't remember, and I don't want to like necessarily like, kill that. But I'm just saying, why even have a storefront Buffalo Wild Wings with no seats, one little crappy TV in the corner? Like, what are we doing? Ruin my day. I was all happy. I had, you know, slime all over me, smelling like a Christmas tree and popcorn and all the other different scents that the kids put into their slime. It was a nice little day. We're driving home. I'm like, you know what? Go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Have all the different TVs on. The kids will like it. Storefront Buffalo Wild Wings. Never heard that in my life. So you know what? That's what I'm not happy for this Christmas. Storefront Buffalo Wild Wings. 888-808-1019.
I hope Eddie's happy. This was really festive.
What's that?
I said, I hope Eddie's happy. This was really festive.
Very festive. There you go, Eddie. The Knicks have begun to, you know, really pull away here. They're up 18 with 2:27 left. Looks like they will be taking on Orlando for the right to go to the finals of the NBA Cup. 888-808-1019. So obviously we started the day, the main story, as we await more news out of Orlando in the winter meetings. The big signing of the day, along with Kyle Schwarber, who signed back with Philadelphia for 5 years, $150 million. Edwin Diaz signs a 3-year, $69 million deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers to be the next great closer for the Dodgers, trying to three-peat and match the 98-99 2000 Yankees with 3 championships in a row, and they just got the best reliever in baseball to help those efforts. And for me, yeah, I mean, could you say that he wanted to be a Dodger by the end? But I think this is a point of failure in how they handled this entire negotiation. To allow him to leave and sign a 3-year deal for $3 million more, something went wrong. And it's up for them. It's up to them to bring back this player. It's up to Stearns and D and Cohen to make sure they don't lose their closer. And the idea that they played a game with the Dodgers and we're like, oh, you know, hey, here's three. Here we're gonna give you 3. At 22 per, even though you're asking for 5, even though you've been the best closer in baseball for us, even though you've been the guy for us and the Dodgers you haven't done anything for, and it's going to cost the Dodgers 2 picks. We don't think you'll go there. We don't think they'll match. So we'll go 3 for 20. Come back to us, though. Instead of from the beginning showing urgency with the one player, not Alonso, not anybody else, the one player you could not lose, allowing him to take his talents to Los Angeles, it's a miserable day for the Mets. And then you add the Kyle Schwarber and his 5-year contract, and everybody's going to be clamoring for Pete. Now you're going to have to go do something you really didn't want to go do and give Pete Alonso a 5-year deal. I mean, that's a rough day for the Mets. Doesn't mean the season's over. Doesn't mean they can't win. Doesn't mean they can't have a good offseason, but right now, it's impossible to replace Diaz. And with the fan base this furious, I don't know how you don't bring back Pete. And if you want to bring back Pete, it's going to make you uncomfortable because the reports are the Mets do not want to go over 3 years for Pete. If they don't, they won't get him. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And there's no Schwarber to fall back to. And you've been talking about going on and on about run prevention, and you just let the best reliever in the sport leave for $3 million. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Donnie in Inwood. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Happy good, how are you, buddy?
You guys in the family. Everything's good, maintaining. The thing with Diaz, because it's funny, I was actually taking a nap, and then I woke up, and one of my friends sent me a a thing, and I saw, I didn't even have to read the caption. All I saw was Diaz in a Dodgers jersey, and my blood pressure immediately went up.
Yeah.
Until I thought about it, and I was like, wait a minute. I totally agree with you on that one. Like, if you really want your player, and me personally, I would have paid for both him and Pete because I'm a Met guy. I want them to stay here. But in the same reference that we actually don't even know what's going to go on. To me, Diaz actually has more pressure in over there in L.A. than he did here. Because in L.A., now I'm expecting you to actually be that star to come in now close how you're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be the guy who blows the chance at a three-peat. You don't want to go to the team that won two championships, be added, and have them get worse. So, yeah, I mean, a little bit of pressure. But, I mean, listen, as a closer, you have to deal with it, and he's been able to do so for the last 3 years for sure.
100%. But, you know, there was less pressure here because over here we want you to make it to the finals and actually win the World Series. Where over there, I'm expecting you to take us there and win it with us.
Yeah.
Which is a different
Well, I mean, you could also argue the Mets haven't won since 1986 and the Dodgers won last year. And if it doesn't happen, I don't think anyone's going to go crazy. I don't think they're going to be Dodger fans or anybody or anyone in L.A. screaming that the Dodgers couldn't win three in a row and it's all Diaz's fault. I mean, maybe. But I would imagine there'd be some leeway with the idea that they just won back-to-back championships for the first team to do so since 99-2000 Yankees. And you want to talk about pressure. How about the added pressure on Devin Williams, who was signed here? I mean, he knows that the closer position was an option for him. I mean, he's been a closer in this game. I don't think the idea he went into it thinking he would never have to be the closer. But still, now he's replacing, like, he's coming from the Yankees where he was awful last year. And I heard the cut where David Stearns was talking about how unlucky he was last year. I'm sorry. You could talk about how unlucky, and I did, how unlucky Clay Holmes was as the closer for the Yankees. The defense behind him was terrible at times. Like, he got beat by soft contact all the time. Devin Williams had a couple of games where there were some bloops, but he was awful for the Yankees. Awful. For 90% of the season. He did come back and was good for the last 10% of the season, but I don't view him as unlucky. Now, did he have a pitch that still had some good movement and some of his metrics were as good as ever? And there's a full expectation Devin Williams is going to be good this year. I expect Devin Williams to be good this year, but as a closer, like, let's be honest, every time he was put in the pressure cooker last year, for the most part, he failed. He failed. And now you're taking over for a fan favorite. The fans are pissed he's gone. You have to step in for Diaz and take over for the best closer in baseball, as Evan was saying all day, the best closer in franchise history, and a guy who's been as steady as anyone in baseball. That's a lot for a Met team that's desperate, coming off an 83-win season where they didn't make the playoffs in this new format where the Cincinnati Reds outplayed them. That's a tough spot. And they right now the bullpen stinks. They need to go out and do a hell of a lot more. Either via trade or free agency or whatever, they have to go add to this bullpen. But there's a lot of pressure now on Devin Williams. I don't know how he's going to handle it. Pat Oldbridge, what's up, Pat?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Thanks for making it.
Yeah, no, I'm just real upset about this Diaz. I think they messed up from the start of this offseason, not picking up, trading away Nimmo. I don't think they have much of a shot
at
Lonzo at this point. I think Diaz wants, I mean, he wants a championship, clearly. I feel like
I think the Mets are more to blame for this than Diaz. I truly do. I think they did some. I think they handled this entire situation poor. You can't tell me Diaz wanted to leave. Look what he's accomplished here with the Mets. I know they didn't win last year. I know they won 83 games. But you can't tell me the people inside that room don't think they're going to be better this year. Like, really. Nimmo didn't want to leave. I really don't think that Diaz wanted to leave until things went poorly in negotiations. I really don't think so. I think the Mets handled this crap. I think they handled it just like Pete last year. I think they handled it with, hey, we don't think you're a five-year pitcher. We think you're a three. Right? Bottom line. So, like, three. And he was willing to take three from the Dodgers because he's built no equity there. He's done nothing for them. He felt like the Mets owed him more. And that's a reasonable thought. And they were willing to just say, hey, listen, we'll let the market play out. Tell us, you go find out what the market is, and then you come back to us. Some guys don't want to hear that when they feel like they've been your guy. They don't want to hear like, well, listen, we like you and all, but, you know, go find out the market, and then we'll talk. Not everybody's going to go do that. And I'm not trying to put him with Derek Jeter, obviously, but Brian Cashman told Derek Jeter to go do that. He didn't like it. He didn't like it. And the only reason he stayed is because he was Derek Jeter and he didn't want to be anything other than the Yankee shortstop. But, and again, I'm not saying he's Derek Jeter, but he is one of the best closers in Mets history, if not the best. And he's been the best reliever in baseball consistently for the last 3 years. Or for the last 4 years, but he only pitched in three of them. And to be fair, there is a conversation about this Met team and about this group, because he is, like, if they don't sign Pete, he has taken a blowtorch to the core of this team. No Alonso, no Diaz, no Nimmo. That is dramatically changing the team. You can't move Lindor. Soto's only here a year. I'm assuming they're going to move Jeff McNeil as well. Like, you're talking about blowing up the core of this team. And with all the stories about how they don't get along, and Soto and Lindor, although they're not going to go anywhere, I wouldn't think. And McNeil and Lindor, and just the feel of the room, maybe they felt there needed to be changes to this group. And maybe it's just David Stearns building a team in him, his image. I don't know, but it is puzzling to me that, I mean, when I heard it was 3 years, that's crazy. That's crazy. We thought it was going to have to be five, and now it's going to have to be five for Pete. I didn't think he was going to get five, but it sounds like everybody was in on Schwarber. And now Pete's the obvious fallback. And he's 2 years younger than Schwarber, and he got 5 years. So, I don't know. I think you might have to go do that. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Quick break. We'll come back. Continue to take your phone calls. Continue to wait and see if anything happens. Are the Yankees going to trade for a starting pitcher? Are the Yankees going to add anybody? What's going to happen with Bellinger? Does this make Bellinger more likely to sign with the Mets? Is this a pivot now where they have to go out and get Bellinger or Tucker? What's the reaction from the Mets losing Edwin Diaz? 888-808-1019. Be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another Craig favorite. I actually heard this on one of those pages on Instagram where they do, like, they turn these songs to soul versions. There's a guy, I forget his name, but he does a great job with AIs. He takes, like, hits and makes them either yacht rock versions, or he turns them into, like, old soul song kind of versions. There's a very popular one of Without Me from Eminem that's kind of making the rounds.
He's playing it, or is he using AI to do it?
Using AI. And it's really incredibly good. All of them. There's a, I forget which Metallica song it is, but he takes a Metallica song and turns it to yacht rock. It might be Enter Sandman. It's tremendous. It's really good. That's how you know a song is great. You can play it in a bunch of different styles, and it comes out great. Speaking of great, Jalen Brunson with 35 points in 39 minutes, 6 of 9 from three-point land. And he is the leading driving force behind a Knicks 117-101 victory over the Toronto Raptors. The Knicks are now 17-7, 10 games over 500 this early in the season. They've improved their road record to 4-6. That's how good they are at home. But they are now one step closer to the NBA Cup.
We want Cup. We want Cup.
We want Cup. I used to have a baseball coach that never used the word the either. And he would always like say, hey, guys, who's got ball bag? Who's got ball bag? Who's got bases? Like when we were cleaning up the field at the end of practice, he would always, who's got ball bag? He used to say that all the time. Anyway, so the Knicks are now one game away from making it to the finals. They'll be in Vegas to take on the Orlando Magic in the semifinals. And a little bit of a little fun on audio here, as Jalen Brunson was asked, doing the interview post game with Clyde and Breen, and they brought up going to Vegas for the tournament, and this was the interaction between the two greats at the broadcast for MSG and Jalen Brunson on the court after the game.
What's your choice, blackjack, poker, or roulette? What's your game of choice?
I don't gamble. It's probably a good thing I don't gamble, right? Probably shouldn't say anything about gambling.
Smart man.
Yeah, I think so. Excuse me. The pause there, and then just, I don't gamble. I play in the NBA. I probably shouldn't be talking about gambling. And Breen's just like, oh, yeah, that's probably fair.
Breen got quiet real quick. I've never heard Mike Breen have nothing to say.
That was great. Actually, it's sports betting. Obviously, that is, but it's all hypocritical. I mean, we know this, right? This is going to take place in Vegas, you know. We all know. I think he could have said, I like to play blackjack or I'm a roulette guy, but good for him. Good for him being aware that he probably shouldn't get himself in trouble by answering that question.
Ask the same question to Josh Hart. You'll get a very different answer.
Exactly. I'm sure you would. I could see Josh Hart at a blackjack table with a bunch of Mike and Ikes for about a good 6-7 hours.
He's going to pull a George Pickens.
George Pickens. What happened to him the other night? I still don't know.
What's crazy is maybe it was the after effects of the gambling from the week before, because he was drunk at 7 a.m. at a casino and he plays his butt off, and then the next game he's terrible.
Yeah, weird.
Or was it two? It might have even been two
games. Yeah, I don't know, but whatever it was, I mean, he just had no effort in that game. It was unbelievable. Such a weird performance. But anyway, so the Knicks do get to win. Look, they're better than the Raptors. The Raptors are having a nice start to their season. It's kind of coming back down to earth. They're dealing with some injuries. But still, a good win. And now taking on an Orlando Magic team that a really good win against them the last time out. Got kind of embarrassed by them for the last, couple of games up until recently. And Orlando's a good basketball team. And there was some little bit of the altercation, throwing the basketball at OG's back and everything. So this should be a fun game. What day is that game scheduled for now? When do they go?
Saturday at 5:30 p.m.
This Saturday, 5:30?
Correct.
All right, that's a fun Saturday.
changes my plans a little bit.
Yeah, I know it does. I'm going out kind of too.
Well, no, because I'm working here. I'm supposed to be doing tape at 7. Games were supposed to start. Now I have to get here, I guess, at 5:30.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal. I'll still be watching.
No, no, we all feel terrible for you.
No, not what I meant.
888-808-1019. But I mean, Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, and look, there's still the talk of Giannis. I was just watching a report not too long ago. Shams is more and more on the idea that this trade is a possibility, a strong possibility, a likelihood of this trade. There are reports, not from Shams as of late, but there are reports that he wants to be a Knick. That he really wants to be a Knick. Now, we could see Miami's obviously thrown their hat into the ring, I would think. I wouldn't put anything behind Pat Riley, past Pat Riley. But I just don't know how they make it work. And I know that the NBA, you could force trades, and Giannis can demand the Knicks, and they'll just have to figure it out. I just don't know how it works. And then, do you really want to change the chemistry of this team? They're 17-7. They're playing pretty good basketball. Karl Anthony Towns with only 14 points today, but he's a plus 21 in the game. And from what I saw in the glimpses as I'm watching, he looked pretty good. Josh Hart, 21 points. What would you have to move to make this work? How is it even possible? I think it's a pipe dream. But I do think you do it if you can. It's hard not to. You trade OG, you got to trade OG, you got to trade Cat, right? Start right there. For Giannis, I mean, you have to do that. Have to. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Lee in Long Island. What's up, Lee?
What's going on, T-Mac? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, buddy. What's going on?
All right, two things. One, I just want to talk Islander hockey for 2 seconds. They deserve their flowers. For the last 5 games, they beat Tampa, Colorado, and Vegas. Like, yep. Unbelievable. So much better than anyone could have expected them to be. They're fun. Schaefer's incredible.
Yep.
Just want to give them their flowers for 2 seconds.
No, absolutely. They absolutely deserve their flowers. The Rangers have been playing better, too. They blew a game. They blew an opportunity to get the 2 points against the Golden Knights, but they've been better. But yeah, no, the Islanders, as the Devils kind of sink, the Islanders have been doing a great job, and they're on a good stretch here, and they have a young, exciting team, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then yep. back to baseball. So, big Yankee fan. I know you're a Yankee fan, too.
Yep.
2 questions. If you're trading an outfield prospect, are you more inclined to trade Dominguez or Jones? And what pitcher are you more interested in between Mackenzie Gore, Alcantara, maybe Edward Cabrera, or like a Pablo Lopez? Like, what makes you excited for a trade like that? Which one?
What was the first question?
What outfield prospect?
Outfield
would you
prospect,
rather trade
right, right, okay.
Dominguez or
thank you, Lee. I appreciate it. Yeah. I think I'd rather trade Dominguez. Now, I guess my answer is whichever one it takes to get the better deal I want. And I would think that Spencer Jones probably has more value, but I'd rather trade Jason Dominguez because at least I know Spencer Jones is going to be able to play defense. I just don't know about Jason Dominguez. I like Jason Dominguez. Believe me, I have a baseball card collection of Jason Dominguez. I have multiple rookie cards. I have expensive cards. I invested money back in 2020 into Jason Dominguez. I don't want to see him move. I want to see him become a Yankee superstar. But I don't know. I don't know. I would move both of them, to be totally honest. I would have no problem if they moved both of them. But whichever one gets me the deal. I mean, that's the bottom line. If there's a player I want, like a Mackenzie Gore or a Alcantara, and it takes whichever one they want. Now, out of those names, Alcantara was the best pitcher in baseball for a year. He won the Cy Young. He has the potential. Like, to me, the highest ceiling is him. I would take my chances with that. I would take my chances with the highest ceiling. So, of all those pitchers, which one gets me excited? Get me Matt Blake. I think Matt Blake is an excellent coach. Get me Matt Blake and a pitcher who's won the Cy Young. I'll take that. but I would be open to all of them. Mackenzie Gore sounds like the Baltimore Orioles are in heavy negotiations with the Nationals for that. We'll see. The Yankees and Mets have done nothing. Devin Williams, I shouldn't say nothing, but I mean they need to improve their team a hell of a lot better. This has been a brutal, and I saw that. I mean, we've all been talking about it, but I saw Gio recently talked about it. MLB has to do something, because right now there's a lot of juice with baseball. Not at the moment, at the second necessarily, but like that postseason, the entire year, what's going on with the Dodgers, like it, what went on with Toronto. There's like real momentum around baseball. They dominated compared to the NBA finals. Like it feels like baseball's trending in the right direction. And the last thing they need is A, the CBA agreement coming in and missing games. It would be a disaster. Disaster. And two, they need to capitalize on an offseason. It's so drawn out and boring. Somehow, I don't know how you do it. I don't know. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't know how you do it. But you've got to do something where within a couple of weeks of the winter meetings, you have to sign. You have to incentivize, or you have to punish teams and players for taking, like, you have to do something. There has to be some kind of plan to put this offseason in a shorter window where we can get excited and when we know what's coming. And we know the winter meeting signings are coming because they have to, as opposed to, well, they're going to get there and talk and blah, 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 but I don't know. Like, it's just terrible. Tony in Montreal. What's up, Tony?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You doing, C-Mac?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. We're in a snowstorm up in Montreal. We're going to be getting even more tomorrow, so it's a good time
really?
To talk baseball in the middle. It's a good time to talk baseball in the middle of winter, right?
Yep.
So I'm being silly, but
I gotcha.
But the Devils did well tonight. They played pretty well. You know, you can't complain. They beat a good team.
Yeah.
Just by the way, the issue I wanted to talk about, which to me is a devastating issue. Jeff Kent makes the Hall of Fame. His stats are so-so, a second baseman. He was a shortstop. He was a third baseman. He had a checkered career. He had a big fight with Milton Bradley when he was in L.A. He had another fight with guys in the Brewers. He made derogatory comments towards the Latino players, saying that the Latino players are more easily controlled than the African American players. I mean, this guy was he made some really nasty comments that were attributed to him through the media. And he also had that fight with Milton Bradley, and Milton Bradley said he didn't respect me. So that's kind of a trigger word. And back then, I don't think we had social media like it was today. He played in the 90s, so his type of behavior would have been enough to cancel him. But he gets in, okay, into the Hall of Fame, C-Mac. And Barry Bonds, 7-time MVP, 4 times in a row, home run king, et cetera. All the heroic things that he's done in baseball. Okay, there was the period of the steroids. But Bud Selig, who oversaw baseball and was the czar of baseball, is in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Selig's in the Hall of Fame, but not Barry Bonds. And when we look at the Hall of Fame, you have guys that were in there that were racist. If you look at Ty Cobb's history,
I don't disagree with you, but again, that's not to the point. I mean, look, I agree with you.
Why isn't he in? Why isn't Barry Bonds in?
Because he took steroids. Explain that to me. Because in the minds of the sports writers, he was enhanced by steroids, and they're not putting steroid players in there. And I agree with you. He should be in the Hall of Fame. The idea, I think, I forgot who said it. I don't know where I heard it. Was it a caller or a host here on The Fan or somewhere else? I think it was a caller who said the idea that the guy that they pitched around Barry Bonds to face is in the Hall of Fame, but Barry Bonds isn't, is ridiculous. And that's 100% accurate. Now, Jeff Kent is not one of, to quote the great Mike Francesa, not one of nature's noblemen. But that doesn't have anything to do with the Hall of Fame, man. I'm sorry. Ty Cobb was not a great guy. He's in the Hall of Fame, right? It's not about that. That should not exclude you from the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. I don't think it should. Maybe from praising and from, you know, waxing poetic to our children, or just complete the story of who people were, I'm open to that. I think that's important. But Baseball Hall of Fame is about the numbers you put up. I don't have to like Jeff Kent to acknowledge he's one of the great, if not the greatest, offensive second baseman of all time. He hit .290. He had an OPS, a career OPS of .855. He won an MVP. I mean, he's a 5-time All-Star. He was and is a deserving member of the Hall of Fame. Now, should Barry Bonds be in? Of course. I mean, yes, I agree. I totally agree. I think all the steroid guys should get in under the guise of this was the steroid era. And I think because of the nature of that era and that the commissioner of baseball, Bud Selig, and all of them, every single player should have that asterisk next to them. Like, from the late 80s, you judge whenever, and I know that's arbitrary too, but from the late 80s to the early 2000s, any Hall of Famer, I don't care if it's Greg Maddux, I don't care if it's Derek Jeter, I don't care if it's Barry Bonds, they should all have the asterisk on their plaque or be in a certain wing or whatever. It doesn't have to be in big print, but played in the era, played under the suspicion of steroids. On all of them. They were in the union. They were the same union where Donald Fear said it's the same thing as smoking cigarettes and everything else. The players, you live by it. You got more money because of steroids. Like, you have to live with it. I think that's fair. But they should be in. It's ridiculous they're not. You can't have... I saw Joel Sherman making the point about Don Mattingly being more of a deserving Hall of Famer than Jeff Kent. And he was talking about the history of baseball. And if you were going to, like, write a book and start numbering the chapters in the history of baseball, how could you tell me that Jeff Kent deserves a higher level chapter? a chapter that would come first in the book of baseball over Don Mattingly. And I thought it was a fair point. But how do either of them, if we're going to do books and we're going to do chapters and we're going to do the story of baseball, how do either of them come close to the story of the greatest hitter who ever lived? Because that's kind of what, like, let's be honest, Bonds was the greatest hitter who ever lived. For a 4 or 5 year stretch, nobody has ever been better. How do you tell the story without Roger Clemens and his 7 Cy Youngs? They belong in the Hall of Fame. Of course they do. They're never going to get there. And you know, and it feels like even the committee, like this new committee or this committee that just elected Jeff Kent, they're not going to put steroid guys in. And I'll tell you this too, and maybe I'm nuts here, but this one jumps out at me more than most. How in the world does Gary Sheffield not get in the Hall of Fame because of steroid suspicions? Now, he admitted to rubbing the clear on his knee and not knowing what it was. I get it. But how does Gary Sheffield not make the Hall of Fame for steroids, but David Ortiz is in there? David Ortiz was on the list of failed players, the same list that Alex Rodriguez was on. But he denied it. Alex admitted it. And obviously Alex then had further issues. But you're telling me that Gary Sheffield isn't in the Hall of Fame because of his steroid issues, but David Ortiz is okay? I think both of them belong in the Hall of Fame. Don't get me wrong. Gary Sheffield was one of the most feared hitters in baseball for over a decade. That's the bottom line. I don't even have to go look at his numbers. He was one of the most feared hitters for a decade. Easy. Probably more than that. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. So does Barry Bonds. So does David Ortiz. So does Roger Clemens. All of them. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Back with more of your calls after this. Obviously, the Dodgers were a major topic of conversation today as they signed Edwin Diaz. Now, a couple other reports that would just drive the baseball world crazy and might make my head explode. There is a report that I'm seeing from a man named David Pingalore. Pingalore, P-I-N-G-A-L-O-R-E. And his profile says he is the KTLA sports anchor. Got 12,000 followers or so. I feel like there was a guy like this who reported something that ended up being like wildly false, but whatever. He is reporting. Update on Skubal trade. I am hearing the Skubal deal is essentially in place. The pieces are agreed to. The framework is done. What's holding it up now is the long-term extension and the ownership approval in Detroit. The Dodgers won't ship out the kind of haul that it's going to take without a long-term commitment for Skubal. That's the final hurdle. In case you weren't sure, because the wording was a little bit weird, and I'm not a great reader, especially at 11:52 with no voice. That's someone reporting that the Dodgers are about to trade for Tarik Skubal. I also saw a report that the Dodgers would be very interested in Kyle Tucker in a short-term, high-volume, high-money deal. If the Dodgers sign Tucker and trade for Tarik Skubal, we have to shut down the sport. Or Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen need to get together and build one super team. Like, that's it. Now, I don't believe any of that. If the Dodgers aren't going to make the trade unless they get a contract extension, unless they are going to give him $600 million, Scott Boras is never going to allow him to sign a contract. Ever. He's going to hit free agency. So I don't know if that's true. It's obviously one reporter, a news reporter or television reporter out in Los Angeles. I just can't believe that to be true. But can you imagine these Dodgers, man? It's crazy. It's crazy. And then I'm sorry. I know it's, then you're surprised how Steinbrenner wants a salary cap. Look what the Dodgers are doing. You can't expect, do you think the Yankees are going to have a $500 million payroll? Come on. I know that comes off as shillish, but there is a limit. Hal might own a billion-dollar company. He doesn't have $1 billion. I own a home. I don't have that money. I just, none of those are true, thankfully. Hopefully not. Can you imagine? If the Dodgers trade for Tarik Skubal, I'm not kidding. Something needs to be done. We have to combine forces. Just have a New York team. Play in a neutral stadium. We can all get together to beat the Dodgers. We have to do it for the good of mankind. Bob in Keyport. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about a certain baseball record, Chris, that the Mets are about to pull up. I don't think anybody ever did it before.
Okay.
Did any other team in baseball ever have a record high number of attendees one year and the next year have the record low?
You think that's what they're about to pull off? You think people aren't coming?
Unless you pull off your New York super team, I think that's what's going to happen.
I'd be surprised. I mean, the Mets are still going to put together a winning team. Like, I don't know about a winning team, but they're going to make moves and put together a team that can go win some games and you're going to get excited about. Come on.
And one more thing, Chris.
Yeah.
If your New York super team, in theory, would happen, yeah?
Yeah.
You would not feel like you have another Yankees World Series, even if they won.
We don't have to really break down the idea of the New York super team. I'm just kidding around. But yes, something would have to be done to stop those damn Dodgers. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Rami on the other side. I'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock, for the same 5-hour ride to midnight. Looking forward to it. Hopefully we get more news. Hopefully the Yankees do something. Hopefully the Mets do something. We need it. We need it bad. Everybody enjoy the rest of the next 3 minutes of Tuesday, and then the rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm out of here. Gordon Damer is up next. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.